Clay Shooters. It's that time again.
That time again.
These guys aren't just anybody. They're good.
It's time for the Dead Pair Podcast with Jason Rambo.
Does your brain hear what your mouth is saying?
And Sean Alley.
He's large and in charge.
Here to bring you all things sporting clays from the ins and outs. Tips and tricks, news and gossip from pro shooters, service and industry specialists, coaches, clubs, and more.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
Welcome, everyone, to the Dead Pair Podcast.
Yeah, the Dead Pair Podcast, energized by KLMO Game Board US. What do you say, Mr. Alley?
I don't know, man. I'm getting wore out. We're busier than all get out here.
Yeah, but this show here, we've been looking forward to this guest for a long time.
We have. It's been a long, long time in the making, a long time in the works, and finally, we get him on here, but we're not going to tell you who that is until just
Get him on. We got a little special Atlas Trap segment for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Very special guest. Hey, Sean, by the way, did you happen to watch the new questions for the coaches segment with Bill Elliott up on YouTube?
I did. And that's a good reminder for all of our listeners out there. We're going to be starting to trickle out questions for the coaches, especially video segments on YouTube, where you can actually go on and watch the coach talk about that specific topic. I think this first one was Bill Elliott with winter clothing. So a great, interesting question for the coaches for all of our northern people that have to dress up and bundle up to go out in this freezing crap and shoot guns, you know?
Yep, and Chad Roberts will be up here shortly. Give us a couple weeks on that one. Mm-hmm. He answered some really good questions about what you can do in the living room with a gun to train.
He's not so much in that problem area because out in California, I don't think it gets as cold as it does.
Yeah, here. But you know what, though? He told me he still does that.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So a lot of these big pros do.
That's good.
I think it was Corey Cruz that said on a podcast one time, his guns might have even been Brad Kidd, said his gun's always right there in the living room, you know, grab it every now and then, every other night. And so, yeah.
Go through some of the motions. And that's a great reminder. Again, guys, need some questions, need some topics for our coaches. We got a lot of them out there. They're going to be able to help you out, and we're waiting to hear from you. So send them in, email them, make a post on our Facebook page. We'll get them out there to the coaches, and you'll get them answered.
As well as questions, comments, concerns, ideas, constructive criticism for clubs.
Yes.
We talked about that too.
Right.
So get those questions sent in. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to give us your name, and we don't have to bring up your club name. You know, whether it's a compliment, a question, a concern, an idea, let us know. We'll bring it up to the club owners.
Yeah, club owners want to know this stuff so that way they can be working towards you to make their shooters happy.
Yes. I think that's them calling now. Let's get to our first Atlas segment guest.
Let's do it.
All right. We are very honored to have the host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, the mayor of Flavortown, Guy Fieri. What's up, Guy?
How are you, gentlemen? Thanks for having me.
Doing well, man. Really, really, really thrilled that you're on the show with us tonight.
You bet.
Well, hey, man, we know you're busy. How's that new series coming along?
Oh, it's crazy. You know, we've got so many, we've got a variety of shows. We've got Tournament of Champions, which is getting ready to air in March. But Guy's Chance of a Lifetime is doing great. We, giving away a Chicken Guy franchise. I mean, lock, stock, and barrel, no pun intended. But we're giving away the whole restaurant, you know, building the restaurant out for him, paying the salary, and somebody's going to win that. So it's been great. You know, tough times right now in the world, especially in the restaurant industry. So doing something that features, you know, highlighting the industry and highlighting the people and giving people something that, you know, nobody gets anything for free anymore. So
right. That's amazing.
It's an amazing show.
Heck yeah, that's very cool. Well, Guy, not too many people know, but you love sporting clays.
Oh, I'm a junkie, man. I got into it in a very strange way. I used to go camping with some friends of ours, and they took us up on a hill, and we had the hand thrower, and everybody's up there playing Annie Oakley, and I'm just like, and I owned a shotgun, but you know, I wasn't a duck hunter or anything like that. I didn't really have any, but I know how to shoot. I've always been a good shot. My dad taught me how to shoot guns when I was a kid. And I'm like, this is awesome. I mean, this is, you know, watching a clay explode is just, you know, being on it, following it. So then I got into it and did some, I've just went and shot some different ways and had some different experiences. And so when I started to build my ranch, one of the first things I said I had to do is I had to have a sporting clay setup. And I really did a bunch of research about it and designed it out. And I wish I could show you pictures, but it's, and I've introduced it to all my friends, you know, because it's not out here in Northern California. It's not something that is super widely done or known about or participated in, and not for any other reasons than, you know, it's California.
Right.
But yeah, man, it's awesome. And then I met those cats at Atlas, and they have just been great to work with. And I went and found the best machine. I said I had to get, you know, I don't do things half-assed. I only go one level. And so here we are.
Gotcha. Now, is this something you get involved with your family, or are you alone just doing this?
Oh, no, we all do it. My wife's not too into it, but she does it. You know, every once in a while, she'll come out there with her girlfriends to the – we have a big trap range, and then we have our, pistol range on the other side. But she'll come out. But I've probably indoctrinated and taught, you know, 1,000 people how to shoot. I mean, because everybody that comes to our ranch, which is up here in Northern California, right outside of Napa, we have 520 acres up there. But everybody that comes, gets a lesson. So we've got name it, a variety of shotguns, and everybody gets a lesson. And we go and then it's just, and then my youngest son, Ryder, really just started to get competitive with it with his friends. So there's the next generation.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if you know Dave Barnes over in Hawaii at Maui Sporting Clay. Have you ever heard of this cat?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. One of the greatest dudes you'll ever meet.
Really?
And he was a world champion. He's from England. He came to Hawaii to build this sporting clay course that's in Maui in a volcano crater. And this guy changed my life in shooting clays. I mean, I wish I had more time to do it on a regular basis, but this guy is probably one of the best instructors the best instructor I've ever been around. And it's called Maui Sporting Clays. I just featured it on a show that I did over in Hawaii with my family. But there's a big long run-on sentence for a simple question. Yeah,
that's all right, man. So have you taken lessons with anybody else or just him?
It's only been him. You know, I'll listen to anybody that can tell me anything if they've got some insight to it. But he's the most technical. I mean, this guy is, everybody that I've taken there to his place and shot with has walked away with the same jaw dropping comment I say, which is you gotta be, I mean, that's just unbelievable. You know, starting out with doing these drop fade shots and all these different styles, you know, all these different clays that are going and, you know, just how to like, it's just amazing. I mean, it's just, you guys know you're in this industry, but, yeah, if you ever get a chance, check it out. Maui Sporting Clays in Maui, right up there behind the resorts. And it's in this volcanic dome, in this crater of this dome. You can look it up online. And this dude, Dave Barnes, he's the real deal.
Really?
Very cool.
Definitely have to reach out to him.
Actually, you guys should do. I'll have my admin send it to you. You should get this guy on your show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know that he has a bunch of Atlas traps.
Very cool.
Nice.
Well, see, the wife's been nagging me about going to Hawaii, so now you're just giving an excuse to go there. So,
oh, boy.
Guy, do you ever get to shoot any tournaments or, you know, even a charity shoot, or is it pretty much just all private there at the farm?
Just at the ranch. I don't – I've always wanted to – matter of fact, so the ranch is in a about an hour and a half from my house, but on the way to the house – on the way to the ranch, we pass by where the Lions Club has their every month, second Sunday, 9 o'clock trap shoot. And my son and I, Hunter, every time we drive by it, we say to each other, God, we got to try to make that one day. And I haven't made it yet. But I'm going to, I love it. I love the people. I love the style. I love the, anything that has to do with anything with archery or marksmanship, or I mean, I'm into air rifles. I do a bunch with air rifles with FX. So I'm a fan of all of it.
Well, one of our, I guess you could call him our resident pro, Chad Roberts. He lives out there in California, and that's what he does for a living as coach. So we'll have to get you hooked up with him, and you guys can check out some of the clubs around here. I know he goes to LA Clays, and I think More and More is one of them. I can't even remember the name of all of them. Rahagi's, I think, is one of them.
We have one called Wing and Barrel out here in the wine country. Pretty exclusive, expensive joint. Here. They asked me to join when first started. I said, but I can spend the money on joining the club, or I can just go continue to buy more machines.
There you go.
And put more out. But I have to do that. Matter of fact, it's been on our list to go, and I want to build two high houses and do that. Right now, we just have the Wobbler, from Atlas, which is a killer machine. But I want to do the two high houses, and I got some buddies on it. And they all come to shoot and enjoy it. And I'm like, you guys are contractors. I have to kick down on decisions, and I'll go buy the machine. So
maybe, there you go.
Maybe by the end of the summer, we'll have something up.
Well, it sounds like you definitely got a good spread out there at your farm. I mean, that's just got to be so awesome to invite your buddies, invite your family, go out there and knock a few back and just really, you know, blast some clays and just have fun. I mean, that's what it's all about, man.
I mean, I haven't cut. I've got it to the point where we build a gigantic, 60 by 30 overhang, big metal overhang, so we can shoot in the rain. I mean, nice. I have lights on it. I have black lights, so you can shoot the clays in the dark.
Heck yeah!
We get after it, man. It's the number one event that everybody looks forward to when they come up to when they come up to our place.
Well, this segment was specifically on Atlas Traps, and you've already brought it up. You love you some Atlas Traps. What is it that made you choose Atlas over the other ones when you were out looking for traps?
Yeah, I'm not a huge research guy, but I just started asking questions, and I've got friends that are in the industry, in the firearms industry, and the guy, a buddy of mine named Duke Smith, and so Duke's one of my best friends, and he's all in this industry. I mean, he's worked for every company doing every piece, and I started talking to him. I said, money's really not the thing, and I don't want it to break down on me. I'm up there at the ranch. I got to make sure that I got the right gig. And so it was just really kind of getting into that discussion. And then when I got ready to buy it, I called Atlas and said, what do you guys, what do you do? Why you guys? And I met this guy, Mike. And Mike's their salesman, or their, I don't know what his job is, but he's the guy that answers my call every time I call him. And if I got a question about it, there's something wrong. I mean, one time I had a machine, and it was screwing up, and we couldn't figure out why it was screwing up. And they just said, we're just sending you another machine. So they sent me the other machine, and then I packaged up the machine I had and sent it back to them. But I thought, man, look at that. This is what a company. They're going to go send me a $3,000, $4,000 machine, just send it to me to get it replaced, to get it handled. I must have told that story 1,000 times to people and say, that's the kind of people you want to do business with. But they're amazing. I mean, they're amazing machines. I need, and literally, it's so funny because I'm in the market to get a couple more to get this going. So that reminds me, I got to call Mike.
There you go.
I'm sure they'll be happy to hear from you.
Absolutely.
They're good dudes. I American made products. People that answer your phone call, people that respond to you. And it's not because I'm, a guy on TV. I just think those are the kind of people that they are. That just seems how they seem like they do business. So, which is important, it's not a cheap sport by any means. So right. If you're going to do it, why not do it with the best?
Yeah. And it's great that, customer service is king. I mean, let's face it. That's what keeps people going back to you. Right. So,
absolutely.
Well, now that you've had those traps for a while, can you touch on maybe some of the features or some of the things that you like best about them?
Well, and again, you're talking probably the biggest novice you've ever had on your podcast.
That's all right. That's all right. Not everybody listens to the show is a high end shooter. So your points are exactly valid. So
the Wobbler effect of the machine is really what I think is the most incredible, because you're never going to get the same shot twice. You might get a little bit close, but you never know. So we have it, ours is buried in a house, and, I did all my measurements are to regulation. But that's how we built it out. And I just think it's great that you never know what's going to come out. You never know what's going to come out, and you never know what's going to happen. And the only rule we have is don't shoot the house. Because sometimes they'll come out low, and you know, and there's a sign on there: "Shoot the house, pay $500," which everybody thinks is really funny and scares the shit out of them. And only one person's ever shot the house, but
don't mention any names.
But, yeah. No, you know what it is. I like that it holds a bunch of clays. I mean, this thing gets used 6 times a year for, you know, a week at a time, heavy. And every time I go and fire it up, it works. And anytime I've ever had a question about it, like I said, you know, these guys respond. If I called, you know, it's just been great. I mean, I've only been around mechanical throwers or hand throwers or really cheap electric throwers. And the consistency of how this throws and how fast it throws and how far it throws makes all the difference in the world. So. Gotcha. That's all I really know. I've only seen junk and then these guys.
Gotcha. Well, you know, Mike was telling me that you've referred a lot of people and a lot of clubs to Atlas Traps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's very cool. Well, that stands kind of like in your belief of the product, right? So.
Well, you know, the thing is you want to turn people on to good people and you want to turn them on to good products. And those guys, I think, they make the best. Like I said, and then when I go to other places, I think like Wing and Barrel, their Atlas, it pretty much seems to be the go-to for everybody that's, you know, really serious about it. So,
gotcha.
You know, they've been good. They've been great folks to work with. And I just like the dependability. I mean, nothing worse than getting up to the ranch and everybody's breaking out their guns and here we are all ready to have it happen. And then something doesn't work.
Right.
And we're not real close to being able to get it repaired or whatever, but these things they've been great for us.
Cool. Well, hey, I'm going to go off the beaten path here. So Guy, rumor has it, you were either born in Ohio or you were an original Ohio resident and then moved out to California. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Cause that's where we're from. We're from Columbus.
Oh, are you from Columbus? Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my dad was in the Navy. My mom went to Ohio State. They got married. They got married 6 weeks after they met. Now they're still married today. They've had, you know, what, 55 years.
Awesome. Awesome.
Amazing, amazing people. And a bunch of my cousins still live in the Columbus, Cleveland area, a bunch of them. And so I was born there, Riverside Hospital. My parents, we took off when I was 6 months old. We went to California. My mom was a school teacher and went there. And, you know, it was back in the 60s. I was born in 68. So they were, you know, it's kind of the hippie era. But my parents weren't druggy hippies. They were just long hair and drove a Volkswagen and that gotcha. Kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
But so they came out and then we slowly moved northern, more northern California, out of Los Angeles, and grew up in a little town called Ferndale. And Ferndale, if you ever saw the movie with Dustin Hoffman called Outbreak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was filmed in my hometown of Ferndale.
Oh, no kidding.
So,
okay.
Amazing. I'm telling you, you want to talk about a great town, amazing town. So worthy of a good visit next time you come to Cali. And did that, and parents are entrepreneurs, you know, owned a couple different businesses. I got into food at a young age. I just love food, and I would always, you know, bother my parents about what was for dinner. And my mom, you know, they owned their own business, and so they worked full time. And my mom would say, "Quit bothering me about, you know, dinner. When it's on the table, you'll know what it is when it's on the table." And that kind of stuff went on. And so my mom said, "Listen, if you don't like what I'm making for dinner, you can cook." I'm like, "All right." So I started cooking at a young age. And just always into food. And then I went to France when I was 16. I was an exchange student and had my mind blown over there when I got a chance to experience food on a different platform, like just, you know, this sure. whole different perspective. Their expectation and their food was just mind blowing. So that's it, man. And then get into, you know, I'm a hobby junkie. So when I get into things, be it hunting or shooting trap or cars or whatever it is, I do things at 110%. And so that's kind of how this, you know, that's kind of how this evolved. And
no, that's great. You know. That's absolutely great. Now I was just curious about that. Cause that's what I'd heard. So I was just trying to confirm it.
I love Ohio. There's just such, you know what, you got such a great, you just got great people. You got a lot of family, you got a lot of pride, American pride, you know, a lot of culture, You know, there's a lot of culture, and I mean, just it's Ohio's just a great place. And matter of fact, I'm going back in a couple of weeks for the NBA All-Stars. It's going to be in Cleveland this year, and it's great because I get to go see all my cousins and hang out. We always have such a blast.
Heck yeah! Heck yeah!
Well, next time you're back in town, and it's a little bit warmer weather. Look us up, man. We'll go shoot some sporting clays for sure.
Absolutely. And I love sporting clays. I get my ass kicked. I go to some of those ranges and that damn rabbit and all those. I mean, there's so, I mean, it's addicting. I just wish I could do it every day because I know that I would get my repetition in and I'd get better at it. But oh my gosh, I love going to some of those courses and, you know, you think I got this and just sit there and completely suck, you know, just miss it 10 times, you know,
yeah.
And then you get your own head. But I, it's just a blast. So one day we're going to build ours to even a higher level at the ranch. So.
Well, if the rabbits are eating you up, you got to get the RTC machine from Atlas, the big rabbit machine that they have. I'm telling you, that's good practice right there. So,
well, it's so crazy how your mind, you know, the mind plays tricks on you. I mean, I convert all my friends to shooting with both eyes open. You know, that's the biggest thing that we have to get people past is, you know, shooting with one eye or looking at the barrel. I mean, that's all that stuff I learned from that guy, Dave Barnes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely need some more. I need some more time in the saddle on those rabbits for sure.
Well, Guy, we do a thing with all of our guests called Rapid Fire. And we ask you questions about your gun, you know, the gear that you shoot with. You want to do that with us?
Oh, go ahead. I don't know that I'm going to be any good at it. But,
There's no right or wrong answer. Okay, so the first question is gun. What make and model gun do you shoot?
Well, I'll tell you something. I've got every gun you can imagine that you can have in California when it comes to shotguns. I'm a big Beretta and Benelli fan. But my Wingmaster, my 870, pump is probably my go-to, you know, it's got a fixed choke. And I don't even know what choke it is. But it is my die-hard go-to, you know, it's not what I practice. It's not what I start people out on. It's kind of proprietary to me. I've had it forever. I don't even know where it came from. And it's, you know, it's probably the most tattered and beat up of all of them, but I don't miss, you know, I do miss. I miss all the time. I suck. I can get out there and I hot shit and then my nephew or my kid will come and just mop me up. But when you're on, you know what it is. When you're on, and when you're not,
right,
you
know? Right, right.
But I think that's probably, it's a good long barrel. It's not too long, but I can't swing it fast.
You just lit up every Facebook group on the internet about sporting clays in the 870.
Yeah, it's definitely the Timex watch. It takes a licking and keeps on ticking, you know?
Man, so. The amount of people that bring that up about how they win tournaments with 870s is just incredible. But
and the thing is I have $4,000, you know, Berettas. You know, I have these amazing guns, which don't get me wrong, I love them. They're beautiful guns. But I think when it really comes down to it, you know, when we're hauling the guns out of the safe and everybody will grab it, everybody knows that's my gun. And they'll say it, people laugh and go, "Why do you shoot that gun?" And I'm like, "I don't know. It's just that's my gun, you know?" And it's funny because I mean, what has it got, a composite stock? You know? It's patinaed in a few areas. And,
sure.
You know, it's there's no sights on it. You know, it's just a smooth barrel, but it's a great gun. I love teaching people about how to use the gun. We do a lot of gun safety. I'm always an advocate of trying to remind people that you have to be super tuned in. I just have this conversation with my wife. You know, she wants to know how to, you know, access the gun at the house. And I said, until you can take that gun out to that shooting range and show me every different aspect of handling that, you know, you got to really be tuned in. I mean, guns are, you know, you guys know the old adages, you know, people don't shoot, blah, blah. But you really have to know how to handle your guns. So that's one of the things I bring the kids out. We talk about it every time about how, what we do and what we do not do with guns and how we are around the guns.
Good
and
for you, man.
There's just it's important that we, you can be talking about this. I'll talk all day.
Oh, no, that's fine. we love it. That's, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, gun safety is paramount, and that's one of the things that those of us that compete regularly in sporting clays like to brag about is sporting clays is statistically the safest sport in the world. As long as you follow the safety rules.
Nobody blows their ACL, MCL, you know, nobody's blowing that out.
Right. Okay, the next question on a rapid fire is vest or shell bag. Do you shoot with a shell bag or a vest, or what do you like?
Shoot with a shell bag. I shoot with a shell bag, and I get annoyed when someone takes it and changes the size on me, because then I got to go and, you know, move that thing around. I just, for Christmas, my buddies over at Camp Chef, I don't know if you ever heard of Camp Chef.
Yeah.
They make the Camp Chef is the barbecue smoker to Atlas. I mean, that's the level of who these guys are. They're amazing dudes. And they just had the greatest tooled leather shell box holder setups. So not a bag, but where you slide the box into it.
Yeah,
nice. And just had those made for us. Our ranch is called Hunt Ride. My son's Hunter and my other son Ryder. So Hunt Ride is the name of the ranch. So they had those all done up for us. So that was really cool to have those. But yeah, I'm a bag guy. I'm not much of a vest guy. I'm not much of an orange wearing guy. You know, I have to go through that with people. And then, you know, I'm always the one that has the shells and everybody's, you know, poaching them off of me. But we do a lot of Anna Oakley. We do a lot of, we make a game out of anything we can in our group. We have a big fire pit out there, even when it's freezing cold. We're out there, we're shooting trap in the snow.
There you go. Very cool. Do you have a specific set of shooting glasses that you use?
I don't shoot with glasses in trap, only on the other side with the pistols. And I don't know why. I never thought about the necessity of it. No, I don't do that. But I do have in-ear. I need some better in-ear. My in-ears are not good.
Well, we're gonna help you out a ton. Because
you guys are the ones, man. I'm excited. I'm just trying to figure out how to get to Columbus and come get some education. you guys are probably blowing my mind, but I need a better in-ear. I went and bought the in-ear. I bought expensive ones too, but they're just so inconsistent. And the battery dies on them so often. And I have some buddies that I dove hunt and quail and the pheasant with that have some, and I just never have got around to getting it done, but I need some better in-ear for sure. Ear safety is, you were talking about paramount with gun safety. Ear safety to me is,
yes.
God, I want people to get it straight. Same thing with shooting glasses. I try to explain it to them. I bring all the kids and all the adults. I make everybody go through my little preach when they get to the gun range, and I explain it to them. And I'm like, I want to show you what this FMJ, you know, what this little piece of metal come flying back can do to your eye.
Right.
And it's just one time. It's just one time that that's going to happen. And everybody's, you know, and then once in a while you'll see a fragment come flying back. And I'll say, you see? You know, so everybody's got to have eye protection on. And same thing with the ear. Oh, don't worry, that doesn't bother. You do this long enough, you're going to go deaf.
Yes.
You know, or get tinnitus or whatever the case may be. So, no, I'm a big advocate.
I'm going to send you Dr. Grace's. She's Odo Pro Technologies. That's who we use for in-ear protection. And I'm going to tell you what right now, you're going to love them.
Heck yeah.
But I'll send you her information. And they're custom molded to you. They're Bluetooth. You can adjust them through your phone. You can play music while you're shooting, all of it. So it's
that's great.
Yeah, they're awesome. But I'll send you her information. I think you're going to love them.
Please.
As far as shooting glasses go, Ari Ranger is who we use, and they're Randolph Engineering, and they are incredible.
Yep.
So we'll help you out, guy. We'll send you some information on this stuff.
I appreciate it, guys. I really do.
Yeah, well, I'm serious.
How long have you been doing this podcast?
We started a little over a year ago.
Yep.
I think we started in November of 2020. So just a little over a year. And so
what do you guys do?
I own a sign company. Jason's always been in excavation and dirt work and stuff his whole life. We're just two blue collar guys, you know.
Yeah,
that's who we are. Yeah.
But we shoot a lot of registered tournaments, and we saw a need to help people. And you know, we spent a lot of money in the wrong direction when we got started. So that's how this came about. And it's kind of evolved for me on a career level, because now I own my own business where I build sporting clay courses and I do Atlas sales and service. And so,
oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. this is great. Well, I don't know when you're coming out to Cali next time, but, I've invited Mike out to the ranch to come shoot, but yeah, maybe there's a time you're coming out, you can come out and lend us some advice on what to do. Cause again, there's just not a huge resource of people out here that are into it, you know, like besides that place I was telling you about, Wing and Barrel, which is this really nice private club. Uh-huh. You know, there's just not a lot of, you know, just not so. I'm the authority. I mean, that's scary when I'm the one
that knows
the majority of it. So,
well, like I said,
guys, let me know.
Our resident pro, Chad Roberts, has been nagging me to get out there to California, and I think it's going to happen before spring. So when that happens, I'll definitely look you up for sure.
Oh, fantastic. No, that would be, you guys have my admin, Natalie's info. Yeah. Let me know when you're coming this way. And if I'm not here, I can have one of my boys take you up there and show you the ranch. And, but hopefully I could be here and you guys can give me some insight on what we could do. And, as soon as, you know, squirrel, then I go on to another project, you know?
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I'm serious. When you come back to Columbus, it, you know, it'd be my honor to let Sean pay for a round of sporting clays. So we'll take you out, we'll have a good time. There's some phenomenal clubs here in Ohio, seriously.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's got, I can only imagine there must be some really dynamite places.
Yeah.
But I'll make it out there about once a year. Like I said, I'm going to Cleveland here in a couple weeks to go to the NBA All-Star game and see all my cousins and everything. So we'll make it back out again, but let's keep in touch. Definitely. If you guys are coming our way too.
Absolutely.
Well, Guy, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on here. Yes. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to come visit with us. And we wish you nothing but the best in 2022.
And the same to you guys. I'm glad you're living your dream and coming out here doing this. This is an amazing sport. And I think that shining the light on it is great. And those folks at Atlas have been wonderful to work with. And Mike texted me, said, I know this is a long shot, but would you do this? And I'm like, bro, listen, you bet. If they're good dudes, if they're like you and they're into this, and I said, they're probably going to, you know, teach me something. I said, I got time to make this happen. So awesome. Nice to meet you both. Thanks yes. for having me. Send me some info, and
I'll
look forward to getting around, and we'll get around in with you guys one of these days.
That'd be great. It. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it very much.
All right, gentlemen. Take care.
All right, we'll see you, sir.
Well, Jason, when we started this thing a year ago, can you imagine that we were going to have a guy like Guy Fieri on the show talking about sporting clays?
No.
I mean,
never in a million years.
Come on. My mind's blown.
Yeah, I was having a hard time with my words, as I'm sure you heard.
I was just like, this guy's on TV. He's got, you know, he's driving around the Camaro doing all that stuff. It's just really cool that he enjoys the sport as much as we do, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's not a registered shooter. He's not a pro, but how cool to have a personality like that, that enjoys the sport like we do, you know, maybe not to the extent that we do, but he still enjoys the sport. I mean,
well, and you never know down the road. Let's say he, you know, finally gets through his celebrity phase about, you know, all his food shows and everything like that. He wants to settle down. He wants to relax, enjoy, you know, some downtime. I mean,
he might pick it up
exactly.
As far as registered shooting.
You might see him out there in California chasing punches and like everybody else does. So, I mean, come on. I mean, you never know, but the guy's busy, so he does it when he can. Sounds like he's got a nice setup. He's definitely using nice equipment, and he enjoys the heck out of it. So what more can you say?
Well, you know, we always talk about take somebody new shooting. Look at all the people he introduces to the sport.
Exactly. And like he said, he's in California, so, I mean, you know, it's probably like a pretty odd thing out there. But I imagine he's probably a big advocate for the sport.
It makes you wonder how many people he's introduced to it have actually taken it the next step and are – they are shooting registered.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out.
So, but very cool. Very cool. It was an honor to have him on. Thanks to Mike and Scott over at Atlas for hooking us up with Guy and getting him on the show. I know it took a long time. I've been working on this since October.
Right.
So, but hey, you can imagine the schedule that guy has.
That's right.
You think you're busy making flyers. Holy cow. You know? So, but anyway, thank you to Atlas Traps and Bear Pelt, Negrini, Odo Pro, Rhino Chokes, RE Ranger, Game Boar, White Flyer. Thank you to all of you very much. I'm sorry, Sean. I'm still at a loss for words.
Are you still stumbling?
I'm still stumbling.
All right. Well, as a reminder, everybody, hey, listen, take somebody new shooting, take somebody new to a tournament. Get us those questions for the coaches. Visit our YouTube channel. Make sure you watch some of the new coaching videos that are coming out. And anything else, Jason? Can you think of anything else?
Leave us a review.
Leave us a review. Yeah, absolutely.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. And watch everything. Listen to everything from the Dead Pair. We got some good stuff in there. So hopefully help all you shooters out. Be better shooters. And
take someone new shooting.
I already said that.
Take them to a tournament.
I already said that.
And then next week we'll see you
right back here on the Dead Pair Podcast.